Hi guys, I'm Michelle, and you're listening to today's pronunciation challenge here on VoiceTube. So today we're going to talk about Saudi Arabia, or to be more specific, we're going to talk about the women in Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia, Saudi Arabia, is known to be one of the most conservative regions in the world. 是世界数一数二的保守政体 One of the most conservative regions in the world. But nowadays, the control over women there seems to be loosened a bit. 但近几年呢、对于女性的控制上似乎有稍微一点点的松绑 And it is believed to have something that has to do with the economic development of the country. 而这跟这个国家的经济发展有一些关系。Over the past 60 years, sufficient amount of oil income allowed the kingdom to become one of the most wealthiest countries in the world. 他们的因为石油的关系让这个国家变成是世界上数一数二富有的国家对吗 But with the rapid growing population, the young prince of the kingdom, I was told to call him MBS, has a new plan in his mind. In his Saudi Vision 2030 announcement, he stated that his long-term goal is to transform the economy of Saudi Arabia from primarily oil-dependent incomes to bringing larger parts of the population into the labor force. 这位年轻的王子呢，据说要叫他 MBS, 他想要把经济发展的重心从石油转往其他的劳动发展。And he believes that the boost of the economy, which makes both men and women more productive at work, is necessary. And accordingly, women will play an important part in his vision. 而这个愿景呢，也会需要女性的参与。So yeah, we can see the changes to the women in Saudi Arabia according to a timeline as the following. 我们可以透过以下的这个时间轴来看出一些沙烏地阿拉伯对女性的一些改变。So in 2005, Saudi Arabia banned forced marriage. Yeah, that means before that, women had no free will over their own marriage. They would be forced into marriage by their families. And thankfully, it has been changing since 2005. And then in 2012, Saudi Arabia had their very first female Olympic athletes. Yeah, that's in 2012. And then in 2013, women are allowed to ride bicycles and scooters. And then in 2015, women have finally had their rights to vote. And in 2018, they are finally able to have their own driver license, for which is what we are going to read today. So why don't we just get right into it, shall we? 好，今天句子讲者的发音处理呢，是很好的例子，让大家了解联音这件事情其实不是绝对必要，并不是每一句话之中所有能联音的地方都一定要连起来。其实最终还是看每一个人的状况。所以各位可以仔细听听看影片中的这位讲者呢，他的说话处理方式，他讲话很清楚很清晰，然后不太处理什么联音。Alright, 那所以今天这个句子呢，各位也可以试试看。不联姻的状况下是否也能够跟上讲者的速度说话 Alright? 好我们来试试看 Saudi Arabia officially lifted its ban on women driving in June But women there are still subject to legal guardianship by husbands or male relatives Once again Saudi Arabia officially lifted its ban on women driving in June. But women there are still subject to legal guardianship by husbands or male relatives. Before we move on to the vocabulary, let's take a look at the sentences. 好，我们就来针对发音的部分做一些练习。Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia. Officially. 好，这个字呢Officially, 虽然开头是 O, 但我们发的是弱化音 Officially, 就跟之前提过的 opinion 是一样的 Officially, officially 再来 lifted, lifted 好 lifted 跟 its 这之间的转换是有一点困难的因为它的舌尖坐落的位置是很接近的地方所以 lifted its, lifted it, lifted it OK, lifted its ban on, 好如果你要联音的话 ,ban 跟 on 是可以连起来 ,ban on, ban on, 那但是在影片里面呢它透过了 有点停顿的方式让它不联音。So Saudi Arabia officially lifted its ban on women driving in June. 如果你要连的话 driving 跟 in 同样可以连起来变 driving in, driving in, driving in.而本句的话是 driving in June. But women, 好，女性的复数 women, women. But women, 好，这里的 but 的尾音 t 弱化，所以不用完整送气。But women, there are still subject to, subject, 好，注意这个字的重音是在第二音节，因为它当动词用 subject, subject.以及 subject 尾音跟下一次的 to 的开头音呢都是 t 的声音，所以我们念一个就好了。Subject to legal guardianship by husbands or male relatives。这里 male 的部分要小心啊，它的 l 在尾巴，所以我们记得舌尖要往上收，收到门牙后面的肉上面发声 male。Male, okay? Male relatives, relatives. Alright, and 我们再把整个句子念一次。Saudi Arabia officially lifted its ban on women driving in June, but women there are still subject to legal guardianship by husbands or male relatives. And now let's take a look at the vocabulary. 好，我们来看单字的部分。首先 official.Official. If something has been announced publicly with authority, then it is official. 翻译就是官方的、正式的。For example, when will the official music video come out? When will the official music video come out? 官方正式的 MV 什么时候才会出呢？ When will the official music video come out?Alright, 那么副词的部分 officially, 正式的。句子的部分比如说 When I started to see Pig Zodiac merchandise everywhere, I realized 2018 is officially over. 当我到处都看到就是猪年的商品出现的时候 When I started to see Pig Zodiac merchandise 就是指商品、Pig Zodiac merchandise everywhere, I realized 2018 is officially over. 我才感觉到2018年正式结束了。Alright, 或者再来一个句子 I'm officially at the age where I can't deal with loud and unnecessary noise anymore. I'm officially at the age where I can't deal with loud and unnecessary noise anymore. Okay, and that's official and officially. And now moving on, we have lift, 意思就是举起、抬起 to move something from a lower to a higher position.For example, could you help me lift the table? Could you help me lift the table? 可以帮我把桌子抬起来吗? Could you help me lift the table? 那另外各位可能听过的一个用法是 lift a finger, 抬起一根手指。什么意思呢?比如说 He finished his thesis without lifting a finger. 他不用动一根手指就把论文写完了，意思就是很轻松不费力 ，make the slightest effort to do something. Okay, lift a finger. 再来 ，lift 这个字呢，除了可以刚刚说 lift a table 和 lift a chair 之外，它也可以拿来 lift 抽象的东西，比如说 spirit 跟精神性质有关的。So, for example, a simple compliment can lift people's spirits and make their days.A simple compliment can lift people's spirits and make their days. 一个简单的赞美呢，可以让一个人提振精神，开心一整天。And then lift, 以本篇我们挑出来的句子来说呢，它的意思是指 to end a rule or law. To end a rule or law 是指撤销某法律或规定。那他们常常会出现呢方式就是这样一组 lifted the ban, or something has been lifted.Something have been lifted. For example, the one-child policy has been lifted. The one-child policy has been lifted. 这个一胎化政策已被取消了。或者是 China has lifted the ban on multiple children. China has lifted the ban on multiple children. 中国呢撤销了、限制生小孩的这个规定。OK?And then, lift 也可以当作名词，你可能听过的是 a lift, A lift 意思是 a free ride in another person's car, 也就是搭便车。So for example, do you want me to give you a lift? Do you want me to give you a lift? 你需要搭便车吗？或者是 do you need a lift to the station? Do you need a lift to the station? 你需要我顺道送你去车站吗？ Okay. And then next we have ban.Ban, to officially refuse to allow or forbid something, 也就是官方禁止。For example, the TV series was banned in China. The TV series was banned in China. 这部电视剧在中国被禁了。Okay? 那 ban 呢同样的也可以当名词，比如说 Is it possible to have a ban on all plastic products in the future? Is it possible to have a ban on all plastic products in the future? 未来有可能禁用塑胶产品吗？这边的用法是 have a ban on something. Have a ban on something. 那么跟 ban 这个字意思相近的是 restriction. Restriction. 那稍微不太一样的是 restriction 强调的是 an official limit on something. 它不是到取消或撤销，而是一种限制，受官方限制。So for example, speed restrictions.Speed restrictions, 速度限制，或是 parking restrictions,、停车的限制，或者我们常常看到的是 to lift the trade restrictions, to lift the trade restrictions, 也就是取消、lift、贸易的限制 trade restrictions, to lift the trade restrictions, okay? And then the last set of words are subject and subject to. 好，我们先来看我们都熟悉的这个字 subject. 当作名词的时候，它的重音在第一音节。比较常见的意思就是 an area of knowledge that is studied in school, 也就是科目。Students should have the right to choose the subjects they want to pursue.学生应该要有能自主选择想要追求的科目的权利 ，right? Students should have the right to choose the subjects they want to pursue. 那另外很常听到的 subject 的意思就是 the thing that is being discussed, 也就是话题。For example, can we change the subject? Can we change the subject? 我们可以换个话题聊聊吗 ？Can we change the subject? 那么另外呢，动词的部分，它的重音会变成在第二音节，变 subject。Subject, 它的习惯用法是跟 to 放在一起 ,subject to, 意思是 to experience unpleasant thing, 也就是遭受或承受某事情，那就是我们本次的句子。Women in the past have been subjected to unfair treatment. Women in the past have been subjected to unfair treatment. 以前的女性受到不平的待遇 ,okay? I believe we have reached the end of today's session. Thank you all for being so, so awesome. And please make sure to leave a comment and recording as always. And I will see you guys next time.